Fell. Cover us in the shadow of your wings. Cover us today. Hide us in the secret place of your tabernacle. Hide us in your pavilion. Hide us in the pavilion today. Bring us into your pavilion, in the shelter of your wings. Hide our spirit, our soul, our body, our minds, our hearts, our homes, our children. Hide us today into the mighty shadow of your wings. Cover us. Cover us today. You're a very strong tower whereunto we continually resort. We resort to you, Lord. We resort to your glory. We resort to your grace. We resort to your goodness. We resort to your mercy. You cover us in the shadow of your wings. We resort to you. We come to you, Lord. We pass through the veil. You, our forerunner, has passed. Come through the living doorway. Pillar of glory, step into the threshold, past the outer courts, into the holy place. We're aware that we're dwelling in your tabernacle. We're aware that we're dwelling in you. Stretch forth your wings over us. Stretch forth your wings. Stretch forth your wings over us today. Stretch forth your wings. You cover us, Lord. You're strong. Habitation for us. Whereunto we continually resort to you. We resort to you. We do not run from you. We run to you. We come to the waters. All that thirst. To him that has a thirst. Come. Whosoever will. Drink freely the fountain of life. We bring you a burden, Lord. We bring you the weariness of warfare, Lord. We bring you our weaknesses to exchange them for your strength. Your great throne of grace. We lay down all our disappointment. We lay down the weakness of flesh. We lay down heaviness, oppression, and burden. We put it all. We take it all off right now. We take it all off. We put off the old man and his deeds. We put off this world system. We come into your throne of grace, your throne of grace. We come to be clothed in grace and favor and strength, in righteousness and peace and in joy. To be clothed in life. We come in to step into life. We step into glory. We step into goodness. We step into mercies. We step into your grace. Clothe us today, all of us. Grant us grace. The exchange of grace, for when we are weak, it's then we're strong. Your grace is sufficient for every one of us. Your grace causes our mountain to stand strong. Your grace and your favor cover us today. The shadow of your wing. We exchange turmoil. We exchange frustration. We exchange disappointment. We exchange fear for grace. Exchange all poverty for your riches. We exchange our lack of wisdom. You stood dumb before the shears. You opened not your mouth. You withheld wisdom in substitution that we might have your wisdom. Jesus is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. Clothe us in wisdom. Clothe us in the power of your might. Father, grant us today, according to the riches in glory, to be strengthened with all might. Dunamis power. By your Holy Spirit into our inner man. Into strengthen us. Shed that strength abroad from thy right hand, Holy Spirit. Shed the love of God abroad from thy right hand. Shed the glory. Dispense the glory. Transmit the glory. Transmit the fullness. Transmit the power. The blessing. The mercy. Transmit fullness. Break every chain that should cover us in the shadow of your wings. You're a very strong tower whereunto we continually resort. Into you. In you we live. In you we move. In you we have our being. We are found in you. We are accepted in you. We are washed. We are cleansed in the water of your word. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. You come to dwell in us. Come to dwell with us. You raise the mighty shield of God around about us. You raise it around about our minds. You raise it around about our hearts. You raise it around about everything we've set our hands to do. You raise it around about the promises. You raise the shield around about this congregation, around about the intercessors. I see his wings being stretched over you today. I see you girded us. Under your wings, you lifted us up into the high places. Oh, Jah that rideth upon the heavens. You lifted us up into glory. You lifted us up into thy mount. You lifted us up into your mountain. You pour us oil from the rocks. Honey from the rocks. You fill us with your great fountain. You turneth the rock of Christ within us into a standing fountain of life. Oh, stand up, O rock, into a fountain. You cleaveth the rock in the wilderness and give us drink. From the great depths we drink, from the depths of life, from the depths of love, from the depths of peace, from the depths of inheritance. We dream. Wash us today. You washeth our bodies in pure water. You washeth our minds and hearts in the water of your word. Our soul. Is a watered garden. We will not sorrow anymore at all. Sorrow being washed. Disappointment being washed. Heaviness being washed. Wash. You guideth us. You make our souls as a watered garden. As a spring of water whose waters fail not. Your waters do not fail. Spring up. For the waters you've given unto us as a well of water. Springing up. Welling up, bubbling up continuously. The waters of life. We are abundantly satisfied. The fatness of your house. You maketh us to drink of the river of your pleasure, the deep water. You open to us the fountain of the deep. Your waters are pouring over earthen vessel, rising above our high hills, above our mountains, as it is in the days of Noah. Let your waters rise above us. You immerse us. You baptize us. 22 feet above our highest mountains. waters of baptism. We're surrounded by your waters. We're surrounded by your glory. We're surrounded by your beauty. Surrounded in glory. Surrounded in peace. Immersed in the living waters. Clothed. Washed. Separated. Consecrated. We are in you, Lord. Fill us with a river of your pleasures. Fill us with a river of your pleasures. For in the wilderness the waters have broken out. The streams in the desert. It maketh the wilderness a pool of water. Standing water. Turn our wilderness to standing water. We come to speak to the rock within us. Let your waters flow again. Let your waters fill the earth. Out of the temple foundation rock within us. The rock of Christ. The cornerstone. We speak to the rock. Stand up, O rock. Stand up again into a fountain. You turneth our rock into a standing fountain. You give us drink from the great depth. You're the Alpha, the Omega, to the beginning and the end. You give unto us as a thirst to drink freely. The fountains of the waters of life. Pure water showed unto us a pure river. Waters of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out to the throne of God, proceeding out of the Lamb, proceeding out of Christ in us. Filling our temple, breaking out from the threshold of our temple, breaking out from the right side, breaking out from thy right hand. Thy waters flow, waters of apostolic government, waters of creative life. Whithersoever these waters flow, everything will live. Let us live, waters upon the dry bones, waters into our circumstance, waters into our soul, waters flooding, flooding, flooding our circumstance, flooding waters of promise, waters of wealth transference, waters of the Capernaum inheritance. The eyes of the blind will see, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. For the lame will leap about from the city, and the tongue of the dumb will sing, for in the wilderness waters are breaking out, and streams in the desert, the parched lands are becoming a pool. Our dry and parched places make it a pool. Our dry lands, water spring. The angels stirred the waters of Bethesda. Stir these waters in us now. Stir these waters. Stir. Your angels come and stir the waters. the waters stir in this sanctuary. Let the waters that are in us stir. Moving through these waters, stirring, stirring, stirring the honey of the Lord, pouring us honey from the rock of Christ. Let the waters stir, let the waters stir. Let the living waters stir. The waters of Bethesda stirring. The waters of grace stirring. The waters of inheritance stirring. The waters of apostolic government stirring. The waters of resurrection stirring. The waters of resurrection life stirring. The waters of resurrection glory stirring. Stir. Stir, O mighty fountain, stir. Stir, O mighty fountain of life, stir. Blow upon these waters, Lord. Blow upon these waters. Blow. Fill, fill. We're immersed into your fountain, Lord. We're immersed into your living water. You bring us into the waters to swim in. Past the ankles, past the knees. Past the loins, waters that are over my head. I lose myself in the waters. I lose myself in thy fountain. Let these waters take us whithersoever they flow. Let him take us from thy sanctuary, flowing to the Dead Sea, flowing to the Sea of Commerce, the Great Sea. You extend peace to us in the rivers. You extend the wealth of the nations in the flooding streams out of our temple. Flow rivers from thy right hand. Rivers flowing. Rivers of inheritance. Glory is flowing in here right now. Rivers of glory, rivers of grace, he that believeth upon me, out of his innermost being will flow the rivers of inheritance. For I have said it, says the Spirit of grace, and I have called you to believe upon me. I have called you to bring that which is not into that which is. I've called you to stand in faith and speak to the realms of impossibility. I have called you to access that which was inaccessible. I called you to lay hold. I called you to bring my great waters into the earth. I've called you to lay hold of my fountain. I've called you to open the rivers for your gates are open this day. They shall not at all be shut. but the wealth that the nations will flow into and out of your gates. You are my gates. You are my gate. I have given you my words. I have given you my promises. I have shown you things from the lampstand that others did not see. I've granted you keys. I've given you the blueprint. I've shown you things to come, for I am a God that showeth things to come. I called you to stand when others would not. I called you to see when others cannot see. I called you to not be moved when everything is being shaken. I called you to stand until there is no more that can be shaken. I called you, says the Spirit of grace, to bring my vine into the earth, that which is without measure. For from my right hand floweth that which is without measure. From my right hand shall flow my glory and my grave. From my right hand all that I inherited must release. Before I come again, that which I inherited must release upon and through my people. This is the Spirit of grace, the greatest hour of human history. There will be darkness and there will be light. The greatest darkness known to man will rise, and the greatest light that man has ever walked in will rise. And the two will be placed upon the world scene for all to see, light and darkness, says the Spirit of the Lord. My light will rise upon my people. My inheritance will flow from my people. My glory will rest upon my bride, for she was the first to see me. And Mary, the bride, looked upon me. My bride will demonstrate in this hour. I will show her to the world. I will show her without spot and without wrinkle. I made you worthy to carry such things. I called you worthy. I called you worthy. I called you worthy. And I made you so, says the Spirit of grace. I made you worthy to sit with me. I gave you a place at my throne. I share all that I have as the firstborn. All that I inherited, I freely give it to whomsoever can believe it. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible to him that believeth. I began with 12. And I will begin again. I will release a day of new beginnings, such as your eyes have never seen. A beginning from a day of small beginnings will flourish into a vine, such as your eyes have never seen. I will make it all new. I, says the Spirit of the Lord, will rebuke the devourer that try to stain your land and defile your land I will stand against him and rebuke him, says the Spirit of grace, for my seed is in the garden, and it will flourish, for you have kept my words when there was no strength. You kept my words when there was little light. Now you will see my light, and my salvation will light, will dispel the darkness that's risen against my people. The light, as it dispels it in a room when you turn that switch, it will expel it from whole cities, says the Spirit of grace. It will expel it from nations. It will expel it from the leaders that have not chosen to walk with me. They will be washed in torrential flood of light, and you will see them no more. Light, arise. Shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord will rise upon thee, says the Spirit of grace. Says the Spirit of grace, believe in the light, and you will not see. For darkness has no power over light. Neither will it ever, says the Spirit of grace.